make a cereal, and lots of types of cereal. What type of cereal would you like to eat together? There's lots of cereal, many types of cereal. What type of cereal is your favorite one to eat?
Guys, welcome back. After a very long hiatus, lots of travels, cereal, a show about cereal. So I'm really excited tonight. I've been eating cereal alone for a few months. It's much better when you get to do it with your friends.
I don't think I've eaten any cereal since the last time we spoke.
That's your fault, right?
Yeah, I think I've had like a summer hiatus from eating cereal. It's fall now. It's like, it's getting cold out. It's time for a bowl of cereal.
You only eat cereal socially.
Right.
So the last time, it was a while ago, we tried what was my first ice cream themed cereal. Have you guys had any other ice cream themed cereals? The drumstick.
Well, I guess now that there's Sour Patch Kids ice cream, yes.
Oh, wait, let's spend a minute on this. So a few episodes back, we had a Sour Patch Kids cereal, which I think we all agreed was a horrible experience. And we found out, and we spent a lot of that episode talking about, you know, why would anyone do this? This is a crazy idea. And now we've learned that they're Sour Patch Kids ice cream, they're Sour Patch Kids soap. There's a whole variety of Sour Patch Kids products that don't need to exist.
Sour Patch Kids edible underwear. They're really getting out of control. Marketing department has to be stopped.
I just want to know, like, what are they doing at Sour Patch Kids? Did they realize they saturated the market for people who just want to eat the Sour Patch Kids, and they have to keep branching out?
Someone's really gunning for that marketing promotion. That's all.
Yeah, it's the Sour Patch Kids soap. Do you want to smell like Sour Patch Kids? It also feels like it would shear your skin off. It would be an irritant or something, right?
Does it sting?
You break out in hives.
The Sour Patch Kids ice cream also looked pretty bad. But I don't think it could be. It's kind of like the frozen Sour Patch Kids cereal, I guess, right?
I guess, or it could have real Sour Patch Kids in it. I don't know. I didn't look too closely, but it was discovered. And I was also in Florida, so, you know, they sell things down there that they wouldn't dare sell in other parts of the country.
It sounds terrible, and I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, we do have a new cereal today. I actually have boxes of cereal piling up in my house. This is the first one I bought. So I don't know. You guys, I know what it is because I sent it to you guys. But you guys want to tell me what you see, what it looks like, first impressions.
So first, it came from Catan Trading in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's see. Let's open it up.
Wait, who did I address it to?
He addressed it to Powdered Toast Man.
Ooh, do you know who Powdered Toast Man is?
Yes. Hold on to my buttocks, young man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course I do.
Ooh.
No, sir. I don't like it. That's Mr. Horse. Whoa.
This looks very interesting. I've never heard of this. I've never even seen this before.
I'm holding a box of cereal that's called Timbits.
Oh.
And it's from Tim Horton. It looks like little powdered donuts, I guess. Or donuts that have sprinkles on them.
Wait. Do you guys not know what Tim Hortons is?
It's like the Canadian Dunkin' Donuts, yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But he also sells he's also a purveyor of fine coffee.
I didn't know it was like a Dunkin' Donuts. I thought it was more like an Arby's or something. It's like slapping poutine on everything.
Christ. Could you imagine? He sells donuts and fucking roast beef sandwiches and fucking heathens.
What a disgusting concept.
Jesus Christ.
Tim Hortons sounds like an Arby's.
He should be an Arby.
It's like usually when it's some dude's name on the establishment, like Roy Rogers, they're selling like a meat product. It's usually not pastries.
Right.
Breakfast confections. But no, Tim Hortons is the Dunkin' Donuts of Canada. It sort of reflects that a lot of Canadian things or like American things, but just weird because it's a dude's name you're supposed to know. It's not like Dunkin' Donuts, you know what you're getting. Tim Hortons could be anything. Tim Hortons could be a funeral parlor, right? It sounds like...
like Dodge Thomas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tim Hortons, yeah, my grandmother's at Tim Hortons right now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. We're having the wake at Tim Hortons. So anyway, and Tim Hortons also plays like a weirdly large role in Canadian culture. Like if you go to a business meeting in Canada and you meet someone in the morning, they're like, oh, let's meet Tim Hortons. Like it's always like it comes up way too much. So it's a little weird. The Timbits are their version of Munchkins, which so Munchkins, I don't know if that's the best name, right? Like, I guess it's kind of cute. They're smaller. Timbits, it sounds like the dude's nuts. Yeah, it sounds like, I don't know if I want to put Timbits in my mouth, right? It's just like there's,
yeah,
it's more personal. Someone's name is in it, but they do come in a variety of flavors. Actually, in true Canadian fashion, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the box is bilingual.
Yes.
Right.
The front is, well, who knows what the front is here? Just like Timbits. Am I looking at the front?
So there's actually, there's no back. It's just the front and back on mine are the same. Just one is in French.
Yeah, one is in French.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me until I flipped it over and I was like, oh, birthday cake flavored cereal. Very nice.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Gâteau de fête is, don't know what that means.
Gâteau de fête means cake of party.
Ah. I like that better, actually.
Cat of the feet.
Like, that is amazing. No, you're thinking of gâteau in Spanish. It's close. Okay, and so then under it in French, like we'll do some French translation. It says, cereals aromatisés, which I don't, that just sounds like cereal aroma to me. Yeah.
Aromatic.
But it says, I guess that translates to flavored cereal.
Yeah.
This is from Post, which is one of the big three of all the cereal companies, right? General Mills, Post.
But are they like Sprint? Are they like a distant third?
Yeah.
Or are they like, Yeah.
Yeah, they are like Sprint. They're not. This box is actually kind of boring because it's just one, like the sides are just the nutrition facts, and on one side it's in French, and the other side it's in English. So there's really not much more to the box. So I guess we could open it.
I've got to say, my mouth is watering.
Looking at this, this looks delicious.
Looking at the donuts though, but I'm not looking. When I look at the cereal, it doesn't look as good as the donuts.
Well, I mean, what do you think a donut cereal is supposed to taste like, right? Donuts are fundamentally...
I want it to be squishy, right? I actually don't want this to be as crunchy, even though it sounds disgusting, right? I want them to be soggy donuts that happen to be in milk. But that sounds kind of disgusting, so let's see what I'm going with here.
I don't think I want it to taste like that. I'm tasting it now.
You know what? They nailed the smell of birthday cake. This smells exactly like a yellow cake birthday cake that you would like,
with
you
know, the sprinkles
that
on
you'd bring home from the store.
Now that I think about it, I've never seen a birthday cake donut. Like, did they just make up a flavor for this and they're not really even donut related?
Well, it's glazed with like the, right. There's a difference between like glazed with sprinkles on top and then birthday cake, which is like a separate thing, you know? But I guess they have similar tastes. I'm ready to...
I think birthday cake's kind of like a trendy flavor.
The milk bar.
The milk bar. They've got that amazing birthday cake that they make.
So I think my dry taste is pretty good. Like, I kind of like the taste.
I'm into
it. I think they just went to do, like, the cake balls. This does not really have much to do with donut. It just tastes like a birthday cake ball.
I will say it's fairly... You know, we'll get to the ratings later, I guess, but fairly original. Like, I haven't seen this format of cereal and like the stamped, they don't look like perfectly cylindrical. They're just like stamped like tubes. But I haven't seen it before. Right. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good shape.
Good shape.
I would, if I can compare it to a more well-known cereal, I would say it's kind of like Kix. Like they're kind of round.
Mm. A bigger Kix though? Bigger.
Yeah, bigger, crunchier. Crunchier than your average Kix. Like Kix will melt in your mouth. These will not, I don't think. Mm.
I'm ready to get my spoon wet, boys.
get your spoons wet.
So yeah, I'm ready to.
Should that become our catchphrase? Like, let's get our spoons wet.
I would get a t-shirt with that on it.
Oh God. Some birthday cake went down the wrong pipe. Wow.
I got whole milk tonight.
Rocking whole milk. I'm doing the milk of the almond tonight.
No, he's oat milking.
He's oat milk.
He always oat milks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with the non-dairy beverage tonight, you know? Trying to mix it up.
Is it out of sympathy for the cows or just health?
I don't know. Yeah, I think health. I don't think you're supposed to drink a lot of milk when you're an adult. It's probably not good for you.
Like, cavemen walked up to cows and the cow was like, what are you doing?
Just go with it. Just go with it.
Oh, God.
What happened?
John's using almond milk. We're talking about how milk came about. First of a human to approach a cow, and the cow just looks at him and is like, wait, dude, the fuck are you doing?
Wait, so check this out. I do have an announcement to make. I was doing oat milk for the previous episodes, I should say. And I really liked oat milk, actually. It has this good creamy flavor. And then I thought I was doing something healthy because it's a non-dairy milk.
Right.
Oat milk is way worse for you than regular milk.
Why?
It's just, it has way more calories. I guess you're just like, it's like eating a ton of fucking oats, basically.
Well, it's great to mix in oats with your oats. Like, cereal is just oat.
Yeah, cereal is already oat. So, disappointed, but I probably should have read the nutrition facts. So, then I moved to almond milk. Almond milk, so I'm holding it up here, if you guys can see it. Apparently, almond milk comes in, like, tons of different varieties. Most of them are flavored. Some of them are sweetened. Some are high calorie. I got the lowest calorie one because, you know, I would thought it would be healthy. Basically fucking water. It's just, I feel like I'm pouring water. So
I was against almond milk, but vanilla almond milk can enhance the flavor of a cereal sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, this one's really good. I've got Nature's Promise almond milk unsweetened original. It's low calorie.
35
calories per cup, super low sugar, no sugar actually, and it's pretty good.
I'm rocking whole milk. You guys are bitches.
Yeah, I think I need to go back to regular milk after this because it's just, this is Silk almond milk. Something about, so I mean, I know this isn't like a milk show, but I have to say, like, the Silk branding always bothered me. Like, I feel like I'm buying like underwear or something,
or a pillow.
The way, like, the font looks. Like,
what? Yeah. What do I buy, in a sateen pillow? Fuck you. This cereal is delicious, by the way. I've been
really. I'm gonna go in.
I let them sog up a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Oh wow. Good texture.
Serrated, not serrated, but like corrugated at the sides. serrated.
Serrated.
That wasn't the word I was looking for. But they're like open on the sides. You know, it's not like a. It's not like the Sour Patch Kids that are covered in sugar. They like have the sugar inside, but the milk can penetrate.
Yeah, I have to say these are not. They don't really remind me of donuts, but I don't know if I care about that.
It reminds me a lot of birthday cake, though. I mean, they nailed the flavor. I mean, it smells exactly like a milk bar birthday cake.
Yeah, they're cashing in on the trend for sure. I'm actually gonna try and look up now. Are there other like Timbits flavors? Just regular glazed or
black.
Oh, they do. So it looks like there's only two. There's the chocolate glazed and the birthday cake. And the chocolate glazed sounds kind of boring. That sounds like just like a Cocoa Puffs, you know, type knockoff, really.
I do taste the donut. Like if I close my eyes and I get some that are soggy, like, and just mush them together, kind of feels like I'm eating a donut. I think pretty accurate representation here.
I know they got to go with the Tim Hortons branding. I just do think Timbits is such a poor word, like a poor name for the product.
I kind of like it. I mean, if it was Tim's Bits, I wouldn't like it. But like Timbits, it's cute.
It's very close to that. It's very close to Tim's Bits.
If it was Tim's Bits, close. I wouldn't be eating this right now.
Is there not a porn star named Tim Horton? There has to be.
If I Google this, I don't know why I find this really funny. the first thing that comes back is Timbits cereal real. Like there's an enormous hoax going on that the cereal exists.
We're eating the last three boxes of it right now.
I don't know about you guys, but mine says it's fresh for another like 6 months, which I think is it's kind of cool that I got the warning on the label.
Yeah, I actually never saw these large expiration dates on the cereal boxes until we started branching into these obscure cereal brands.
Zinc. It's got zinc.
I gotta be honest, I'm liking it. I want to see if there's anything interesting on the nutrition facts.
Yeah.
Oh, should I go through the French ones? It just seems a little more exotic that way. The valeur nutritive par une tasse, which means one glass.
Fromage.
We're all gonna laugh at that. No.
The only French word I know.
Wow, this is the first. The ingredients look pretty normal until you get down to the colors, and then the colors are fucking crazy. Erythrosine color, indigotine color, sunset yellow color.
Wow,
sunset. Yeah, it's like I'm not painting my bedroom.
I do appreciate that they made the top of the box look like a little donut, like a munchkin holder.
Yeah.
It's a universal like. Sign for donut.
Yes. Are you guys ready to rate these? Well, what's your impression from eating the bowl just off the cuff?
I actually just filled up a second bowl, so.
Wow.
I think it's delicious.
It's quite good. I also went like bowl and a half. It's good. I was excited. Didn't let me down.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet out of the box, but. Eating them in the milk kind of mellows them out, and they get like a little more fluffy, but they still retain the crunch. Like this is a pretty excellent texture for a cereal, I would say. I think there should be like a gold standard of cereal textures for me, if someone could do this.
This is one that gets better as it gets soggier, which is rare.
Yeah, and it still stays crisp though. So we're going to rate these. We have five categories: flavor, consistency, uniqueness, value, X factor, flavor. What do you guys think? Scale of 1 to 5.
I'll jump in. Flavor, I'm going to give it a 5. I love this. I love birthday cake. I'm always like going to different restaurants, like trying their birthday cake and any bakery where they make birthday cake.
Wait, you're rolling into restaurants asking them to try their birthday cake?
Oh yeah, dude. Like, dude, Commerce, that place in the West Village used to have a kick-ass birthday cake. Milk Bar's got a good one. Oh yeah, dude. It's a real thing.
I didn't know we hit on your secret fantasy. Wow.
I love it. Wow. It's really good.
What are the odds?
Give it a 5.
5. Tyler, how about you?
I think it's a 5 also. It's delicious.
Wow.
That's delicious.
Wow. I'm a 4. I mean, it's good. And it nails the birthday cake flavor. I just don't love the birthday cake flavor. Hmm. So sort of the opposite of John.
A little sugary, but you know.
Yeah, it's a little. It's kind of this like uniform sugar coating. It's actually like the type of cereal your parents probably never would have bought you because it's just fully coated in sugar on the outside. It's almost like a. You know what it's kind of like actually, like a 3D frosted flake. Doritos came out with the Doritos 3D. This is kind of like that. All right, the next category is consistency. For me, 5.
Yeah.
It's good outside the milk, good in the milk. Pretty solid all around. How about you guys?
I'm a 5 as well. It's I think it gets better as it gets soggier and feels more like eating a donut. And all in all, great consistency.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5 too. I like that it's crunchy, you know, when it's dry, but it's not like razor blades in your mouth crunchy. Like, it's the perfect texture, in my opinion. I'll give it a 5.
Yeah, this doesn't like quite, it doesn't go, the Captain Crunch level is too aggressive, right? Like, that's well documented.
Yeah, your gums are bleeding after a couple dry Captain Crunch bits.
I'd like to revisit it soon. Maybe my adult mouth is more powerful. I can overcome it.
Couldn't handle it as a child.
Like they're selling Captain Crunch, only suitable for children over the age of 12.
Adult flavor. I forget what growing up had adult flavor. Oh, it was the McDonald's was advertising for those like Big Macs. There was like certain one called the Le Mac or something, right? And they're like, it's for
big
adult.
And tasty.
It's like it was flavor for adults only. And I was like, what does that mean? Does it have alcohol in it? Like, why can't I have this? And I was perplexed by it. But I also was kind of an idiot because I also had a friend that was like, there's this pizza place that sells square pizza. And because it's square, it's $100 a slice. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Wait. I believed him. So it's like the square watermelons in Japan that they breed. They like grow them in a box and they sell them at the really expensive department stores for like $300 a piece. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah, but you thought like just because someone decided to cut pizza in a square shape, it was like equal rarity, basically. Like no other person had done that.
You're like, well, I've never seen that before, so it must be very rare.
I think I asked at the time, like I went like I pressed like one stage further and he was like, well, think about it, you gotta like cut off the sides and look at the like there's so much waste. And I was like, and I was like, you're right. Like just think about like slicing it into a perfect square.
Yeah, I mean at its most basic level, with no further critical thought or investigation, it could potentially make sense.
Listen, we had to collect, you know, stars in Super Mario. We were busy, so I didn't think about it all that hard, you know?
Oh, man. Okay, so we were five. We were five across the board of consistency. Uniqueness. What do you guys think about uniqueness?
I'd give it a 3. I don't think it's that unique. It's kind of like just a round ball. The box is kind of boring. So I don't think it like stands out in that category. So I'd give it a 3.
I agree. I think it's a 3. And I'd love to see cereals embrace the medium a little bit more and just say like, fuck it, we're cereal. Like you're never going to taste anything like this. Not like it's not trying to be something else. It's just like, you know, this is something crazy that we're going to jam in your mouth. And it's going to be not like something else that you already know. So I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah. I mean, there are limits. Like, you don't want the cereal to be too unique, right? Like, this is pretty.
Like slime.
You don't want to like open the box and it oozes out in like a quasi liquid format.
Punches
like,
that's, in the face.
Yeah. Like, it's but, fresh. It's unbaked. You have to bake it yourself.
Surprise.
but there's, I'm trying to think, are there other cereals like this in the store? Like can you go be like, oh yeah, the Timbits, that's just like this other thing that's already sold.
Well, like for example, imagine you set out to make a birthday cake flavored cereal and they just shipped you a box that's this volume. But it just had a birthday cake actually inside of it, like with no frosting. And your job was to cut up, like the way you eat it was you slide it out and you take like a spatula and like cut off a little bit and then just put it in a bowl of milk and just pour the milk over like a slice of actual birthday cake. That would be amazing.
I think you're confusing pranks with products.
All right, well.
You're like that would be very funny to watch someone do that. I don't know if many people would buy it.
Listen, people eat grocery store cookies, you know?
That's true. Animals. That's true. I'm going to give it a 4 because I think it's – I mean, I can't think of another cereal like it. It's not – will admit that it did not change my paradigm of what cereal could be from opening the box. The next category is value. This is like a normal price cereal. There's no – this is not like any of those Walmart limited edition drops. Did not contain an action figure that was limited edition. I think they still sell this. It is indeed real. So
do you know if it's limited time?
No, it's still out there as far as I know. Like you can buy it. I don't know. It's not that easy to find though. Like I had to order it. Like I think if you're in Canada, it's probably at your store or something. But
it says imported on the box, which makes it sound really fancy, like drinking a Heineken or something, you know?
Yeah,
this is so really classy.
Imported in the way that like Bex is imported.
Right. Like some German guy stirred it with his foot in New Jersey.
That's about right.
German for beer. That's not their slogan, but
no. But you did do the Australian accent for Foster's,
right?
Which is Australian for beer
and terrible.
Foster's is one of the worst beers.
It is.
It's weird to associate your whole country with a beer that sucks.
They don't even like Foster's.
They've gone so hard with being like, this is Australian. And then everyone who tastes it is like, this beer is like butt. Anyway, okay. So for value, I would say 4. It's average value. I don't know if we're ever going to get to a 5. Like, what is a 5 on value?
Well, Poop Like a Champion for free? Was really expensive, but I think some of us at least decided it was a 5 because, like, what price can you put on a great turd, you know? On great movement. Sorry. But 3 should be the average marker, right? I think it is 3 for value.
3. Okay. Yeah,
I give it a 3 also.
3. X Factor. The X Factor.
Well, the front of the box was in French, which confused me. So I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. But then I turned around and it was just a regular English box. So give it a 3.
I'll give it a slightly higher than, like, maybe average X Factor. Like, you know, when you meet a person and they're a little bit off, and then you discover later on, like much later on, like 20 years later, after you've known this person, the best man in your wedding, things like that. Like that they're Canadian, right? And you're like, oh, it makes sense, right? They, yeah, that's why he like brushes his teeth with Timbits.
Something a little off.
Something a little off, you know? That's why he's running that Ponzi scheme. Yeah, so I'll give it a 3.
3, okay. I'm tallying up.
What was your score for X Factor?
Oh, me? It's a 3. It's not, I mean, this is a pretty standard cereal shape. It is pretty sweet, but you know they did well on the flavor and texture. I can't say I like it as much as like the drumstick, which had more going on, and I think more complexity of flavor. This is a little more uniform, so I give it a 3. On this one, you know, this is a high scorer. This is the second highest scoring we've had, actually, right behind the drumstick. So it's pretty close, and you know, far ahead of the terrible experimental cereals we kind of started off with. I'm a little bit worried because I feel like some of the cereals that we might have coming up next might be a little less, you know, targeted to taste good and more targeted to be strange. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's fine with me. I'm here to experience the whole world of cereals.
Yeah.
Even a fully baked cake sliding out of a box.
Even a 12,000 calorie block of matter inside of a box. Yes.
Could you imagine experiencing that for the first time if you were high? You'd be like, what the fuck?
I would love, you know, now that I think about it, because I sent this under the Powdered Toast Man moniker. There should have been some Ren and Stimpy reference. Like it should have been like a meat cereal or something. Mm. If something like truly disgusting that you know we would have all have had to eat. Was cereal ever featured on Ren and Stimpy?
The only product I can remember was log. It's log. It's log. You have to
get meat drink. That guy would drink meat drink.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When the adult baby.
Yeah. Yes, that guy.
So there is a Ren and Stimpy log cereal game, but it's not a cereal. It's a game that looks like a cereal, and it's log related. So we ate Timbit cereal. I'll be honest. I think it was very good. For my personal taste, I don't know if I will eat the whole thing because I found it to be very sweet. But I think it delivered what they said it would. I guess Tim Hortons did a good job collabing here with Post.
It's a dessert cereal, you know, like I wouldn't have this for breakfast, but after dinner, if I was, you know, looking for something sweet, I might reach for this.
You know what? I think a classy dinner party move would be if you serve like shots of this with some milk at the end of the meal, instead of, you know, like birthday cake truffles, people would be like, oh, this is fuck. And you don't tell them it's Timbit cereal. I'd be like, yeah, this is from, you know, a place in the neighborhood.
Would you serve it in a champagne flute?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you be happy if you got this in lieu of a cake on your birthday?
No, I don't think it replaces a cake. I think this is, that's a real fuck you if someone gives you the Timbits birthday cake instead of a cake.
I've got to be completely honest. I don't think there's anything classy about that, but I would definitely enjoy it.
Oh, man.
Just for the laughs.
All right, guys. Well, listen, another one in the books. We'll see you guys next week.
All right, sounds good. Apple Jacks, Rice Krispies, Cocoa Puffs, Frosted Mini Wheats with a honeycomb, Corn Pops, Golden Grahams, Captain Crunch with peanut butter, Fruity Pebbles and a Raisin Bran, Honey